Okay, a few minutes of Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Monday night. We're learning Hilchos Atilus Yadayim for bread, and we're in Siman Mem, and we're going to start with if Yud Aleph Kodem Anatila before you wash. Tzrichim Lashgiach Al Yadayim. You have to check your hands. Shiyu Nikios Belishim Chatzitza. There is halachos of Chatzitza. We'll learn about the halachos of Chatzitza, but they apply to Anatilus Yadayim. Umisha Tziporne, Etzbaos of Gedolos, Tzorech Ladaktek, you have to watch out. You have long fingernails, the knuckles to clean out the Shaloye B'tachtei and Tit V'tsoa, there's collected dirt underneath it. Now, the point is, it's like Mio Tamakbit. It's like by a woman, you have a Ruba, if Rove of the hand does a Chatzitza, even if you're not Makbit, and Miut is only if you're Makbit. But even Mia Chaina Makbid, the minig is a strong minig to lachatchila take it off, but not to obsess about it. That's a Mia Chaina Makbid. You know, they're much more Makbid about Mia Chaina Makbid. And like, you don't get away with a Mia Chaina Makbid, which is probably a good idea. Because many times it'll turn into a Mia Tamakbid, so it's probably a good idea. Lachatchila, I'm talking about, but purely lachatchila, and you can't even say that's the din. It's like a minig, you have to call it, with me or chain or mine. Yeah, absolutely. For sure. That's one reason. And then there's another cheshbon that there's two reasons. If you're going to eventually cut it, that's another cheshbon to cut it, and then because of, they might be underneath. We should not.
Well,
you clean it out.
You don't worry about that. It's
going to
be eventually.
Right. That means you're going to you makbid on that dirt. So people mentioned here that the women are taught that if they won't take off the ring even when they need dough, then it's miyuchain. Someone said that the other night. That's miyuchain or makbid. So that's true. That's like the Poiskim's litmus test for Eino Makbid, and obviously the ring is Miyuch Eino Makbid, but I never heard of a woman not taking off a ring. But again, it's totally legitimate to not take it off if it's Miyuch Eino Makbid. A ring, you could even make a case that you're Makbid, you want it there, because it's your wedding ring. And that's another darga in halacha, which is called Miyuch, that your Makbid should be there. So by mikvah, they're very machmir to even take that off. Even sometimes you have hair coloring with mamoshus, and they make all sorts of issues. I think if it's a miut that your makbid should be there, I wouldn't be machmir at all. A miut that your makbid that you dafka wanted there,
but
to demand it go off, even mikvah. Except if, you know, so you have to be alert. Sometimes, like the Meshach Hayomim, you want it off. Like if you undo it every 2 months, because you redo the treatment. So then you have to be careful, because sometimes it's omeit to come off, and then it could be a problematic chatzitza if it's omeit to come off, even if right now you're makbid, it should be there. With teeth, you always have that issue with teeth. I say, go to Ari Stern. He knows the halachas of teeth. Right, that's what they always come to you. And you have to say, oh, it has to stay on at least 30 days. You learned that, you know already to say that. I have to go, Rabosha, I'm sorry. We learned one sif, but I have to catch a bus.